So since we're, it sounds like we're winding down to number five. No, we're winding down on number five. What we will do is we will take all those comments together and we will come back to the Board of Trustees with some recommendations about how to move forward in that area of improved communication, looking at a possible retreat with a focus on the bylaws to begin with, because there are bylaws that you should be operating by that were approved by this Board or some Board of Trustees, by a Board of Trustees. Right?
Thank you.
And so that's the starting point. We start with that. And we can move forward from there.
Before we move on to number six, I apologize for being a little animated on that issue of what our role is, but I do think that the communication has really improved since Mr. or Dr. Geary, it's gotten way better. And I said on another bond, this committee and the way this district operates, or bond oversight, is really a really how it should be overall. It's got an expanded performance audit. The selection process of members, it makes sense. And there's a tremendous amount of things that if every bond oversight committee did what we do, we'd be a lot better off around the state. So I don't take that, my comment, and your comment to say that I think things are really lousy, because I think this committee operates in a positive manner. So that's a good thing, the way it should. So. That's it.
Any other comments or input on item number five? Then with that, we will excuse Mr. Segura.
Thank you all, gentlemen, for your time. He gets to go home.
He gets to go home, yes. Okay, do you-